Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
When you're right, you're right, Tommy.
What happened?
For years, you've watched women do this in your favorite place in the whole world.
Yes.
And you said it was just a matter of time before stuff like this started happening.
Yeah.
Well, it's here.
What happened?
And this is one of the rare occasions where if you want to keep you and your belongings safe, you should listen to Tommy Mueller.
Yes.
You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from the... Pittsford Wegmans.
What happened?
Happened back in March, but we're just hearing about it today. Just before 10 a.m., a 77-year-old woman was doing her marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And authorities say, while she was doing her marketing, she was distracted by somebody. While that distraction was going on, somebody stole her purse right out of her cart.
Damn. 77?
Yep.
Where was it?
At Pittsford Wegmans.
Oh, that thing was loaded, buddy.
Loaded with what?
What do you think? Everything.
Werther's Originals?
Think about this. You're 77.
Yeah.
So that means you probably got some cash on you because you still carry cash.
Okay.
Something else.
What's that?
Little pharma.
Okay.
Hey, maybe I'm low on estrogen.
No, I'm looking at your chest. You're fine. So with this story, no arrest, no description of a suspect, just an old woman who got ripped off grocery shopping. And Tommy, this is something you've been warning the people of Rochester about for years.
Yeah. Women just leave their purses in the cart and just start walking around. They'll be chatting over here, looking over there, asking, they got a question. And it's just a wide open purse sitting there, these fancy ass purses.
The fact that you notice it makes me think that one day you're going to grab something out of those purses.
Hey, bro, times get tough. I know where I'm going.
Tommy knows a good bag.
I'm a good bag and I'm a known hider, so good luck finding your purse.
So with
I carry one myself.
With the 77-year-old woman. Okay, can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Do you take your European carry-all to Pittsford?
No.
You leave it in your car?
Yeah.
Is that any better?
No, but I don't have anything in it.
Okay, fair.
I mean,
we know you don't have a computer.
No, I come in here, it holds my bottle of water, my bag of cherry tomatoes, and my banana.
Like, that's the funniest thing to sidebar in this conversation. You carry a man purse, and you have no need to carry a man
purse.
But
I just keep my wallet in there in the morning.
Okay, but you can put that in your pocket. You only carry the man purse for the look of carrying a man purse, which I don't get.
I like it.
Okay. No, God bless you.
I'm comfortable in my manhood.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Oh, I should? Will you kick it around?
No. In your turtleneck sweater and your shacket and your man purse, what would make you uncomfortable in your manhood as you zip your boots up to come to work every
day? And
by
the boots. The boots match the purse.
So going back to this story of the 77-year-old woman who gets her purse stolen while distracted at the Pittsford Wegmans. Mm-hmm. There's a weird thing going on with this story and your advice.
What do you mean?
Well, Pittsburgh's a safe place.
It is.
Most places in the greater Rochester area are safe places.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want people to be paranoid. But at the same time, being too lax.
Right. I mean, you're a target. Don't be a target.
And you can be a victim of a crime anywhere being too lax. So where's the balance? How can you be vigilant without thinking everyone is out to get you?
Just be a little bit more cautious with the stuff that's valuable.
Okay.
Like, why would you leave a purse sitting out? Well, like, I wouldn't walk around. Like, it'd be like you taking your wallet, putting it in a cart, and start walking around.
No,
just
I understand.
Like a wallet just sitting there.
Well, yeah, but purse culture is weird. Like, we don't understand purse culture.
No.
Kimmy, I mean, you've carried a purse your whole life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it does seem like women are awfully nonchalant about their purses when they feel like they're in a very safe place.
Yeah, and I would say, like, grocery store can sometimes feel like home to some people, right?
Yeah, some people.
So, I guess I can understand, you know, getting a little too comfortable at a place like that because, you know, this is somewhere that you go every week and nothing's happened to this point or, you know what I mean?
I guess, although
I will say, like, it does shock me when not only would I be worried about the stuff inside my purse being stolen, but some of these bags themselves are worth so much money. And I am always shocked at the amount of women that kind of just leave those out in the open because anybody, you know, I would think would be tempted to take something like that.
No, but to the point you just made, if this one's 77 years old, if she's lived in Pittsford her whole life and shopped at this Wegmans the whole time, it's possible she's gone here thousands of times with nothing ever happening to her.
But it's an arrogant move on their part.
Hear me out.
Right.
If you do something 1,000 times and nothing bad ever happens to you.
But it's also, happens over there, doesn't happen here. We're too good. Yep. But we're so high end. Nobody would dare touch my bag here.
You say that all the time.
And I say it with this voice.
Pittsburgh.
And you constantly tell me I'm wrong with this arrogant, false sense of security voice that I have when I walk around. No, but I mean, they think, like, you know, nobody would. There's nobody bad lives here.
Question for you. Because when you walk out of this room to, you know, go do your stroll, go to the bathroom, whatever you do between commercial breaks, you leave your phone behind.
Phone and my wallet.
And your purse.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not so much right now. There are a bunch of people in the building. But at one time when you worked here, there could be people in and out, clients.
Part-timers. That you've never met before.
Yeah.
And you would leave your stuff behind then, right?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. You're very comfortable. You've worked here long enough or nothing's happened to this point.
Oh, you could say he's been here thousands of times and nothing happens. So he feels totally safe.
Yes. And I worked with a lot of scummy people.
Bro, you work with the scummiest of people. We were just talking about it in the commercial
break. Yes, yes. But again, I was an arrogant sense of, I'm at work.
But you still are. You're not taking your own advice.
Yeah, but there's nobody sketchy left.
But there are still sometimes people
left.
In and out.
There's nobody sketchy left.
Who's left? That's like, bro, in this building now, what we're left with lame sketchy.
Lame sketch?
How do you know I wouldn't take it? You would never accuse me of taking it.
She's right.
You do look rough around the edges.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you ask me, did you take my phone? I say no. It would be so easy for me to take
your stuff. She is kind of sketchy.
Start stealing his stuff and see when he starts to notice. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 77-year-old woman. She had her purse stolen while distracted from her cart at the Pittsford Wegmans. And this is something Tommy has been warning the women of Pittsford about for years. He walks into Pittsford Wegmans. He sees these women just leaving their purse in their car, talking to people,
Young
shopping.
And old.
You know, it kind of feels like people are either super paranoid about crime or they are completely oblivious to it. Because, I mean, in the same neighborhood, you will have people with a full house of security cameras, club across their steering wheel, and their next door neighbor leaves their homes unlocked at all times and the keys in the car all night long. Now, both of those are extremes, right?
Yeah.
You have the person that doesn't care at all and is being very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-concerned about crime, right? And then someone who thinks that anyone's going to break in their house at any moment. What's the right way to be if you have to choose one or the other?
Well, the safer the better, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a waste of money if nothing ever happens in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but if something happens and you didn't do it, you're going to feel like such a dunce.
That is the most old man take of all time. Better to be prepared. You make fun of me for having water in my car. You're going to spend thousands of dollars on a security system you may never need? I'm asking. So let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you always lock your house when you leave the house?
Yeah.
Even when you go on a walk?
If we're in the neighborhood of a quick run, no. Okay. If I'm just going to run to Wegmans and back, I know it's going to be 30 minutes. No.
Oh, wait. Wow.
That's a long time.
Bro, it's Pittsburgh. Who's coming in?
Okay. Because, like, my wife and I have this argument about locking the house when we go
on
walks.
You live
in
a super safe area.
No, I know. But
you're in the middle of nowhere.
I still want to lock the house.
Why?
We're leaving the house.
Who's going to touch your busted-ass jersey collection?
It's okay. It is. I mean, I have a lot of money in that jersey collection. Just saying. No, I mean, you lock your house when you leave. Like, my wife, she is of your opinion. Like, we're just going to be gone for a little. Hell, she'll want to leave the dogs out in the yard for half an hour while we're gone.
Oh, you could do. Why couldn't you do that?
No, what if somebody's walking up the driveway and my Chorky attacks them? He's a dick.
No, that ain't the biggest dick in that house.
Do you lock your cars overnight?
Well, they're in the garage.
So,
the garage is locked.
So, no. But if somebody got into the garage, that's one more level of protection you would have.
Yeah. No, I always think once I lock the house and the garage is down, I'm good.
Okay, so you tell these women in Wegmans that they're being careless while you yourself are being careless with even more valuable stuff.
But you're rolling your bag around a retail store. It's different than me locking my car or unlocking my car inside my own locked garage.
But you're leaving your whole house open when you go leave the house
only
for 30 minutes.
Only for 30 to 40 minutes. Nothing can happen in 40 minutes. Nothing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, it's a legitimate debate to have, right? Yeah. Like, is it better to be overprepared and paranoid, or is it better to be trusting of the human beings around you?
Well, you can't trust people.
But when you stop trusting society, life gets really scary really fast.
It does.
Right? And that is a terribly depressing way to live.
Maybe it is, yeah.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to... to your point of do you want to be paranoid or trusting, I guess, is not having to feel like you're going to have your stuff stolen all the time, you know, or having to pick it up and bring it with you to the bathroom in the event that it gets stolen. If it does get stolen, it's by chance it happened, but it's not worth living that way, paranoid.
Okay, so Mark, you would rather live in bliss and ignorance, thinking you can trust everybody, than live as guy Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Take the chance. Take the chance that it gets stolen so I don't have to bring my stuff with me all the time. And if it does, try not being jaded and thinking everybody's going to steal your stuff all the time after
that. Wait. Is this Mark the sucker? Sucker? Is you a jive? Yeah. Sucker, sucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mark, have you ever had anything stolen from you?
It kind of relates to trusting friends with borrowing money or something too, right?
Okay, all right, but I'm saying, like,
have you ever been ripped off?
Yeah,
bro.
Like you're out, your wallet went missing, somebody broke in your house, something like that.
No.
Okay, all right, but that makes sense, Mark, that you have this take. When
yeah,
you've
but he
never
probably lives
taken.
In a nice soft town.
Where you live, Mark?
Out towards Manchester, Victor area.
That's softy that is, soft. Yeah, that is that's soft. Mick Softy Town.
That's Soft
man.
Town USA with Mayor Softy McSofterton.
Oh,
Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah.
Living out there on Marshmallow Lane. Cool Mark with his kayak.
No, but here's the thing, man. Like, you know, we have a weird job where we're exposed to all of the crime all the time.
Yeah,
like, that's what we have to do. But, like, having been exposed to all of, like, you know, having to read these stories every single day, like, I kind of want to go the opposite way. I want to trust people. And most people you can trust.
Yeah. But.
But what?
If you make yourself look like a target when you're out, you're going to attract those jerks.
All right. You know I love you. So I say this with the utmost care and compassion.
Here we go. Get ready.
You could not look like a bigger target on a daily basis. You want to talk about Marshmallowville? Bro.
What?
Bro, you're in zip-up boots, hem jeans, a shacket, a turtleneck sweater. You have a man purse. You take 10 minutes to put all the stuff on your head to go out in the cold. Like, if I was like, who should I rob today? And you walked out, done.
But I got nothing.
Well, they don't know that. You got a purse full of stuff.
You're going to get a tomato, a bag of tomatoes and a banana.
But they're going to get it.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy, what's up, buddy?
I just wanted to thank Tommy for letting all of us, specifically me, know that for a good half an hour, he leaves his house unlocked.
Yeah, but all you're going to get are is fennel.
Yeah, but what better to see a 20 minutes into the life of Tommy to see what his house looks like inside? That's worth it, for
people
sure.
People are going on tours of your house while you're gone.
So you're not even taking anything.
Right, I don't want any of Tommy. Who wants old man?
Whoa, Tim, you can't. You got a dirty mouth like that breaking into Tommy's
house?
I like
how old man here wants to tell me about old man stuff.
Timmy, how old are you, buddy?
You are 50.
Okay. You're around my age.
No, he's not around your age, buddy. He's
50
not.
Is old.
It
is in this room. When I was 50 in here, you called me old.
Because you were old then, and you're old now, and you'll be old forever.
And by the way, he ain't 50. He's in his 50s.
No, he's good. I'm actually 53. So you got me. He's good. He's good.
Tim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I can smell an old 50 a mile away.
Yeah, I bet you can. Look, I mean, going back to the story that happened in the Pittsburgh Wegmans, you can make the argument that this woman leaving her purse in the cart, being distracted and being ripped off, is kind of a good thing.
Why? It ain't going to change a goddamn thing.
She trusts the people around her.
Well, what did it get her?
She's not concerned about the community around her.
But I mean, she should.
Tommy.
Be aware of your surroundings. They tell you that all the time.
But Tommy, if you were to tell your wife, a relative, a neighbor that they need to be more careful, like if you looked at this woman in the face while she was in Pittsburgh Wegmans before she got ripped off and go, listen, you got to be more careful. Someone could take your purse right now. You run the risk of making them think everyone is out to get them. And it will change the way they feel about their fellow man. And you'd be ruining...
But fellow men suck.
No, they don't, man.
Like, 90% of people suck.
No, I disagree.
I know you do. Because you suck, sucker.
I've never been ripped off.
You've never been ripped off.
Actually, I have.
Well, who was taking anything out of your parents' house?
No, I was going to say, your car got broken.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's the thing. I get it. I understand why that would be a random occurrence from someone who is desperate. I'm not going to, like, I don't want that person, like, giving the chair for what happened.
So you don't like your car and you just leave everything in it?
No, I do, though.
No, his car was locked.
Yeah, they broke the back window.
Right.
And again, you broke the back. It's the hardest of all the windows. Just break the side window. I'll leave the door open for you, man. You just got change in a EJ Manuel jersey.
I was
going to
say, sometimes like the smallest thing being stolen is almost the most frustrating. It's like, was this even worth it?
No, I'm with you.
Get anything out of it.
I'm with you. But like, here's the thing. You telling Tommy everybody, you got to watch out. Everybody's out to get you. This, that, and the other thing. You're ruining their bliss, and you're stealing from them a peace of mind that they've earned living on this planet.
Okay. Enjoy your bliss while you're getting bent over by big business and everything else around here.
What? Kimmy, I do wonder sometimes if people that are like this woman, you know, leaving stuff around, don't care about it.
Ignorant old woman.
What makes them so laid back about their stuff? Is it their personality? Like, for example, or is it where they live? Like, if this woman were to leave the Pittsburgh cocoon, head to Henrietta or Chi-Eye, would that purse be out with no one paying attention to it?
No, I think you get comfortable wherever you live, right? I mean, doesn't matter like what part of town you're from. I think it's like if you go outside of your normal routine.
That's what I mean. Like if she goes to Henrietta
and
Chi-Lai.
This woman is in Chi-Lai.
I got you.
Shopping
yeah.
around.
No, I just think you have your guard up a little bit more when you're in an unfamiliar situation.
Oh, you mean like a little bit less fortunate than you.
Chi-Lai?
Because that's what
it is.
Compared to
Pittsburgh
woman.
No, I mean.
Pittsburgh woman down in Chi-Lai at that Paul Plaza. She walking around.
Okay, Paul Road Plaza.
Yeah. And she's got her Gucci purse. That thing ain't coming out, bro.
Bro, you know how many Gucci purses around. Are on the west side? Like, yeah. West side is built on Gucci purses.
But she don't know that. She's
There's the Gucci purse pyramid over off a ridge.
She takes a look around there, and she ain't in Pittsburgh. That purse ain't coming out.
Okay.
I think you may be like that even Sketchy if you're at any Wegmans that's not your normal Wegmans, no matter what side of town it's on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But you know she's a rich woman.
No, I'm asking. I don't know. There are some people that just have the personality type where they're going to trust other people.
She could be like that, too.
I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. I want to read some Facebook messages. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about the 77-year-old woman was distracted. Two-person job, it looks like, inside the Pittsburgh Wegmans. Well, someone was distracting her. Somebody else grabbed stuff out of her purse in the cart. Tommy has been warning women in Pittsburgh about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
But is it better to be super paranoid or trust mankind? Dave writes us, everyone is careless with their stuff until they are stolen from. No one can learn that lesson until it's too late, and then you become a different type of person. That sounded like a poster for an 80s movie.
Yes, it does.
In a world where your purse was stolen, a world that will change you. Is he right? Like, you change your opinion when you get ripped off?
Well, yeah, because you feel violated, right?
Oh, you could just chalk it up to random act of unfortunate.
But you usually you're shocked. You're pissed off. Like, why would they do this to me?
Me? Why me?
But I think you get that, the why me's.
But it happens to people all over the place all the time.
Yeah, it does.
All right, 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call before we move on. Greg's got the last word. Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy?
Good.
What do you got?
I was wondering if you'd do the same thing in an airport with your luggage. Are you going to leave it sitting where you're sitting, or if you have to go to the bathroom, are you going to take it with you?
Okay, so that actually depends on the airport. The bigger the airport...
No, I think you have to take it with you. You can't leave your luggage unattended.
Okay, well, I have left it to go... I'm not going
to
take my whole suitcase.
Well, unless somebody's sitting with
No, I've left it alone to go take a leak.
No, you can get in like a lot of trouble for that.
Can I get in a lot of trouble?
Yeah. What, are you going to call the airport cops?
Yeah.
So, Greg, you take your stuff with you in the bathroom at the airport all
Every
the time?
Every time.
Bro, you're going to roll that thing into all that whiz on the floor?
When have
and
you
then
you're
going to trek it to your house?
When have you ever seen luggage unattended at the airport?
I do the same thing, man. If I got to take a squirt, if I was traveling by myself, it's just sitting there, man. I'm not rolling it through all that nasty-ass floor.
Greg, you know how much pee you got on those tires of your suitcase, man?
I think you roll it to your house, and your dog licks the floor, and then licks your mouth.
So, Greg, you would describe yourself as more paranoid than freewheeling.
Yeah, because, I mean, I used to live in Tampa, Florida. So, I mean, bigger city, like, people are just, like, awful completely.
But who wants... Hold on,
man.
Greg, who wants your raggedy-ass, duct-taped-up, old-school Samsonite luggage with your dirty trowel?
Soaked in pee.
I love that's how you think that my luggage is.
Did he nail it? Did he get it, Greg?
What man has good luggage?
Totally wrong.
You got nice luggage?
Yeah.
Greg's got a great laugh. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Like, what man has good luggage?
I don't want details on his
luggage. I know. What a catty thing. What? You don't even have good luggage.
What is it?
I know
it's
good luggage.
Busted ass luggage, man.
Well, you got name brand luggage?
Huh?
You got name brand luggage?
You know he does.
Somewhat.
What do you got?
Samsonite.
That's what you just used.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Of the good ones.
The good, not the busted Samsonite? Yeah. You got good, okay.
There's levels of Samsonite, man.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.